Pump up the volume on your parenting with Parent Pump Radio. Tune into something different that makes a difference. At Parent Pump Radio, instead of a ripple, we choose to create a splash. Get energized, get inspired, and get informed with how to parent in the new millennium. With your host and parent coach super guide, Jacqueline T.D. Nguyen.
Hi, this is Jacqueline T.D. Nguyen, and welcome to Parent Pump Radio. We want to pump up your parenting skills, pump up your knowledge, and just pump up your energy today. Our show today is sponsored by Missions with an S, radio.org. Missionsradio.org believe all of us have a purpose, a destiny in this life, a mission to carry out a very important cause. So go to missionsradio.org, donate this holiday to help their cause, and take a listen to all the radio shows they have to offer. You're going to notice that we're shifting the format in our show, and we're really excited about it. We're looking to eventually go live, and we want you as a listener to help us develop the show and feel vested in it. So go to parentpumpradio.com or to our Facebook page and leave your comments, suggestions, and any feedback for our past shows and future show ideas. So now, on to our show for today. Now, we all know there are many different personality types out there. And if we were able to understand all of these personality dynamics, we would be a very powerful parent, spouse, business owner, a person in general. So today, we're going to explore the power of understanding personality dynamics and how it applies to you as a parent. And our guest today in the show is a human behavior specialist. She's a strategic intervention coach and a DISC personality expert, the founder of Discover the Edge, and has her own podcast called Leaders of Transformation. Do you have an idea you want to transform into a highly profitable and rewarding business? Our guest today has been helping her clients do that for the past 30 years so they can have the lifestyle they truly desire, one that's driven by their God-given purpose and passion, aligned with their values, and it supports their primary relationship when making a lasting impact on the world. So ladies and gentlemen, please help me welcome Nicole Jansen. Hi, Nicole.
Hi, Jacqueline. It's great to be here. Thank you for having me.
I'm so glad you're here today because learning about different personality type and understanding it will really help me as a parent, I think our listener too. Before we get started into that, I found something interesting about you, Nicole, that you recently hiked Inspiration Point.
Yes, I did. You've been stalking me on Facebook or something?
Yeah. So where is that? Because it looked beautiful.
Well, it's in Altadena, and I had the opportunity to hike that a couple of years ago. Actually, there was a guy by the name of Alex, and he was a yoga instructor, and he invited a whole bunch of people through Meetup to go hiking there. And I loved it so much that I decided to go back, and that was kind of a impromptu hike last Sunday, and man, did I feel it for days.
Okay, so I guess if you have teenage kids, right, this is not for younger kids. Maybe you can do it as a family, do you think?
Yeah, I think hiking is fantastic. Now, this one is 10 miles round trip, so I wouldn't do it with little kids. Mm-hmm. There certainly were families there. I have to say, I was actually surprised with how many families went up there that I passed that had their young children with them. I suspect. And you didn't have to go, of course, all the way to the top. You could have gone halfway and come back, and maybe that's what they did. But I suspect some of them might have been carrying their kids by the time they got back to the car.
So. You have to have a very nice stroller to be doing that if you have young kids, I guess. So it's so great to have you on the show. And you can also find Nicole at discovertheedge.com and also on her Facebook page, facebook.com/discovertheedge. So if she says anything great during the show, make sure you fire her a comment on her Facebook page.
Oh, thank you. And I hope I say something great.
I'm sure you will. So let's dive into the show. What is a human behavior specialist and personality expert, and how did you get started in this field?
Ooh, great question. Well, human behavior specialist is really the title that I was given when I was certified through Personality Insights. That is an organization that does the assessments, the personality tools that I use, and a great organization that is headed up by Dr. Robert Rome. Answer your question about how did I get into this? Actually, many, many years ago, I was, and this relates specifically to our topic, I was about 11 years old, and up until that point, I had great respect for my family. Of course, my family members, my parents, I grew up in a European household. You certainly learned respect and responsibility, and I loved them very, very much, and they loved me, and I knew that. Now, having said that, my brother and I clashed quite a bit, and my dad and I clashed quite a bit, because I didn't realize it until later, is that it was our personalities that were different. So I honestly thought, in the case of my dad, his whole goal in life was to drive me crazy. That's what he was, because every day he would, and I say this in workshops, and he recently passed away, and I miss him so very much. And I've shared this in my workshops that he doesn't know or didn't know. But I used to say that, you know, it's like, wow, I loved him and I knew he loved me, but it just somehow we didn't click. And one day I got a book that had to do with personalities, and I started to read it, and it was so eye-opening for me to realize that it was simply his personality. And in some of his personality, I actually had the same personality. And so I'm strong-willed and he's strong-willed, and that's where that clashing was happening. And then there were other aspects of his personality where he's like, you know, I love to have fun, and as long as we're doing it my way, everything's good. And as a kid, I'm like, you know, I want to do it my way. So we really dove into understanding the personalities as a family. And it really changed every single relationship since, both personally and also professionally. I later got into business for myself. And obviously, every business is a people business.
Yep.
And so this has been a tool that I have used in every area. And I have been teaching for many, many years. It was only, though, I think it was 2004 or 2005 that I actually went to Personality Insights and actually got certified to teach it. And so that was, what, some 25 years ago or something, like,
wow.
You know, 25 years later or something like that, after starting to use a tool. So, but I wanted to do that because I wanted to be able to teach it to others and to learn the finer distinctions of it. So that's a long answer to a short question.
Okay. It's a great answer. It really helped. As parents, why do you think it's important for us to understand the personality and the behaviors? And then how can it really benefit us when we do understand it?
Yeah, that's a great question. You know, one of the things that, I mean, I alluded to the fact that every business is a people business. Well, obviously, life is all about relationships.
Absolutely.
And those primary relationships that we have with our family are so important in terms of how, of the identity that we develop and our confidence. For me, when I was a kid and going to high school, you know, what do we, most of us do as kids? We look to other kids and we go, oh, I wish I was like that person. You know, I wish I was like them. And we do this as adults, of course, as well, as we tend to look at our weaknesses and compare them to other people's strengths. But that's because we don't know who we are and we don't understand the strengths of our own personality. So we tend to look at others. As a parent, if you can teach your child and you can actually parent your children based on their personality, it just opens up so much opportunity for them and for you and for your relationship. Interesting fact, there are four personality. There's lots of tools, by the way. You know, you can use Myers-Briggs and True Colors, and there's lots of ways that people describe the different personality types. Personally, the tool I like is the DISC model of human behavior. And the reason being is I think Dr. Rome has done a very, very good job at making it easy to understand, easy to remember, and easy to apply. I mean, what's the point of a tool if you can't apply it or you don't remember it? And so what's interesting about the DISC model of human behavior, there are four primary personality types, and everybody has a blend of all four, of course. But the thing is that of those four personality types, the D, the driver, the doer, decisive personality type only makes up, for people in the whole population that have that as their primary personality type, it's only 10% of the population. And I'm going somewhere with this, Jacqueline. So
okay.
So there's 10%. For the I in that inspiring, influencing type is 25 to 30%. For the S, the supportive type, that's 30 to 35%. And for the C, which is the cautious type, it's 20 to 25%. Here's the thing, and the reason why I mention that, is what do schools do? What are most teachers? If you were to look at those personality types, most teachers are C types. They're detailed, they're analytical, and they teach in a certain way, a lot of them, right?
Yeah.
And But see, the kids, and this is why Dr. Rome got so passionate about it, because he discovered it for himself with his own children and said, oh my goodness, I had trouble in school as a child, because he said, I was an I personality. I had that outgoing, talkative, people-oriented. I wanted to have fun and I wanted to play. And here I was in school where the teachers were saying you need to be focused and you need to sit still and you need, don't talk and all this. And he said he found it was so hard for him. And so the power in this is in recognizing, helping your children recognize what is their personality style, what is the personality that's needed for the situation. So when they do go to school, you know, how do they apply that personality? He tells a story about a 9-year-old boy who he taught this to their family. And because the boy was having trouble in school, and when they did the assessment, they discovered that he was an I and his teacher was a C. And he said, you know what? He says, okay, so now 3 weeks later when they checked in, he says, you know, how do you show up in school? And the little boy said, well, I learned that what I do is when I go to school, I take my I hat off, 9 years old. Wow. I take my I hat off and I put my C hat on. And I focus in classes. And then when recess comes, I take my C hat off and I put my I hat back on again. And you think about how that child is going to grow up to understand how to manage different relationships, manage different situations. It's amazing. So, yeah. So the problem is that most people don't understand the personalities and they try to parent one way, one size fits all, and they teach one, and teachers tend to teach one size fits all. And the reality is it doesn't work.
Yeah.
And so we need a different tool. We need a different way of being able to effectively parent and support.
And I think it helps because it doesn't make the child feel wrong. For me, I was one of those talkative kids. I always, on my report card, you know, she's a great student, A student, she just talks too much. She wanders too much. And it was really difficult for me. And that was kind of like a bad mark on my report card that I spent too much time talking. And I always felt wrong for that. And so I think what's great about this system is that there's no wrong. You just take your hat off when you're in class and you put this hat on when you're out at recess or something, and it's all right. So it's great that you have that tools, and if we can get it to parents, that will even be more beneficial.
Think about Oprah, right? I mean, Oprah gets paid to speak. She gets paid to talk. We live here in Southern California, right? And, you know, you've got the film industry.
Yeah.
Those kids that were in the classroom that were told that they shouldn't talk, like you, feeling wrong about that. Now look at you. You've got a podcast and you're using that gift. The reality is that was a strength of yours.
Yeah, it actually graduated in theater arts. So it was
there you go. If they had really conditioned that out of you, we would have lost so much,
yeah.
Right? Your gifts, and that's your gifts and your talents. Now, every strength taken to an extreme becomes a weakness. So the idea is to be able to harness those strengths. I used to tell my brother, he has 4 girls, and one of them, the second oldest, is just like a wild, it's always been just such a wild child. She's the one that can push his buttons like nobody's business. She came out of the womb just like poke, 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 driving him crazy. Well, the funny thing is, of course, it's because she's exactly like him. And so this was the same thing that was happening, like I said, with my dad. My brother also butt heads with him, but that was because they were exactly the same. And then, of course, his daughter is exactly the same. Of course, my mother said that was payback. But what I said to him was, look, I said, she has such incredible strengths. Don't squelch her spirit. Don't break her spirit. Channel it.
Yeah.
Just channel it and help her to bring it under control, that strength of hers and that free spirit. And she's smart and she's witty and she can think fast. And she would come up with stuff. And it's just like, where does this come from? And this little 5-year-old child. But you know what? That was a gift. That was a gift. And so many children, I think they grow up trying to conform. School teaches us to conform. And I'm not against school. I think there's definitely a place for it. And we need to educate our children and so forth. But I think that there's a lot of amazing work that's being done, even Finland, with the way that they're teaching kids, that is something, there's something to be said about just changing the environment and bringing in environments that tie in the personalities and tie in the visual learning and the kinesthetic learning. And by the way, another little statistic is visual learners in terms of population. There is the 40% of the population is primarily visual. 40% of the population is primarily kinesthetic. Only 10% of the population is auditory. And what traditionally is the modality that we use for teaching, it's auditory. So kids end up feeling like they're like you, and it's like not fitting.
So we have a lot of parents listening, and obviously they can't learn everything about dyspersonality tests. So what can they do right now that at least can get started to help them understand their children and their behavior and their personality that can at least they can see some sort of traction?
Sure. Well, really quickly, there are, as I said earlier, there's four primary personality types. And even by description, mm-hmm. you will get a sense of which one you are and which one your child is. So for the D is the driver, doer, decisive, could be very defiant also sometimes, taken to an extreme. But they're that outgoing and task-oriented person. If you look at, you draw a circle on your page, everyone listening, you can do this. It's really simple. This is why I love this tool so much. It's so quick to understand. You can ask yourself two questions. Am I asking yourself two questions or of yourself or of another person? You can get a sense on their primary personality type and then how you can adapt your communication accordingly. So on your page, if you draw a circle and you cut the circle from top to bottom, so do a horizontal line in the middle. The top half is right on the outside of the circle, outgoing. On the bottom, the half of the circle, write the word on the outside, write the word reserved. Now cut it again vertically, so you're going to end up with four quadrants, okay? And on the left side, outside the circle, put task, write the word task, and on the right side, you can write the word people. So here's how this works. So in the top left quadrant, you should have four quadrants in this circle. The top left quadrant, which is where you have the between outgoing and task, that's your D. The outgoing people on the top right is the I. The bottom right is the people-oriented reserve person, which is the S. And the bottom left is the reserved and task-oriented person, which is the C. So you've got four personality types. The D is the dominant driver, doer, decisive personality type. The I is inspiring, influencing, involved. They're interested in people. That's the I personality type. They're outgoing and they're people-oriented. That's where they gravitate to, is more people. And rather than getting tasks done, they're more interested in who's going to be there and what are we going to do together. The S is a supportive, steady, stable, static. They like the status quo. Don't change things too quickly. They like things to stay the same. They're the reserved and people-oriented. The C is the reserved and task-oriented, and they're cautious, contemplative, calculating. And that's not in a bad way, but calculating is in terms of analytical. See, what Dr. Rome did is he used words that would describe it so it makes it easy to remember. The D is driven by results and power and likes to lead and be in charge. The I likes to be life of the party. They like recognition. They like to have fun. The S is a supportive type. They like harmony. They don't like challenges and they don't like stress. They like harmony and everybody to work together. And the C likes quality. They like quality. They like information, like process and procedure. So if you're a parent that's listening out there and you see, okay, you know what, I can see where I am and I can see that my child is, you know, showing up probably having some qualities of a different quadrant, then how can I tailor my communication based on what their motivating factor is, not what mine is? Because we see things as we tend to see things as we are, not as they are. And so rather than always looking from our own point of view, is starting to look going into their world and looking at it from their point of view.
That's a great point. I think as parents, a lot of times we tend to want to instill our lifelong lessons to our kids, and we forget to listen to what they have to say and how they're reacting and what their personality is like and how they process.
Yes. And some are going to process slower than you. Some are going to process faster than you. And if you happen to have, and if you are blessed enough to have a D child, that likes to lead and be in charge, and you're the parent saying, but I'm the parent and I am the leader, what I would recommend you do is actually, and this is something that even Dr. Rohn talks about with his first child, Rachel had this challenge with her, is that they like to have options, okay? So what you can do is you can give them options. I'll tell you a quick story. This is how he actually got really into the personalities and said, wow, this stuff is awesome. I need to learn this. Is because Rachel fought him every night about going to bed. And he was talking to a friend and he said, I just don't know what to do with her. She's 12 years old. She's always fought every single. And so he said, have you ever done a personality assessment? And he said, no, what is that? And he said, well, let me do one. So he did it. And he told Dr. Rohn more about his daughter than he had learned in 12 years of having this child in his own home. He says, I can't believe it. He says, okay, so here's what I'm going to suggest you do. He says, Dr. Rohn, go home and tonight try it out. And just say to her, saying, rather than saying you have to go to bed at this time and that's the way it is, these are the rules. You say to her, you know what? You can go to bed anytime you want. 9:30 is the limit. He said, for the first time in 12 years, that child went to bed without a fight. And it got my attention. And that's what caused him to go and learn more about the personalities. And now this is his life's work. So it's really powerful.
That is powerful. Now, I know you offer an online personality assessment, right, for adults, teens, and even kids on your website. Can you tell us where to go? And
sure. You can go to discovertheedge.com. And there is a drop down there where you can, it's called, the page is actually called Behavior Assessments. And there's a number of them listed there. And again, these are links that go to Dr. Rohn's website. So I'm affiliated with them. There are assessments for adults and there's leadership assessments. But there's also, which is super cool, which there's also a customized assessment for teenagers. So he's talking their language. And there's also one for children. So you can do this with your 6-year-old, 7-year-old child. And it's not the same. It gives you the same outcome in terms of telling, what is the personality type and in the blend of that child. But it does it through asking questions through a story because, the same assessment, they don't understand the certain words on a typical adult assessment. And so this is tailored specifically to them. Dr. Rohn has, he's got 5 degrees and one of them is in education. And so again, all these tools that we use are so powerful and they're customized to the audience because the idea is for optimal learning to occur. And so some of the assessments are they start at $12.95, so $13, and then they go up to $60, $70, depending on the type of assessment you're doing. If you are in business and you're leading a team, some of those assessments, you can even use it for who you hire on into your business and really, really great. But for the basic standard assessments, what's really neat about them is that it's not just, here's who you are, but it's also here's who you are, here's your personality style and the unique blend of your personality. And this is what, based on your personality, here's how it's best communicate with this other personality style. And it'll go through the other three. So let's say if you're an I, how do you relate to a D, an S, and a C? And or another I. And so it's a teaching tool as well. It's super powerful. So I would encourage people to go check that out. And
I recommend them too. I think this, if you don't do this, it's going to cause whatever friction that you're going through with your children. I mean, I know teenage years can get very difficult. This could eliminate it, right? If you understand their personality type and this report's going to help you how to speak to that type of personality.
For sure, yeah.
You'll connect with your children, you're speaking in their language. So I think this is a powerful tool for all parents. And like you said earlier, Nicole, if you can understand and communicate and with your children, how powerful would that be with your spouse? You use the same tools as your spouse and your boss and your employees and your supervisor.
Oh my goodness. I've done so many workshops over the years that have been with, within a corporate environment that it's so funny. The person comes up to me afterwards or somebody in the audience will come up to me afterwards and say, oh my goodness, I now understand my son. I now understand my wife. You know, it's funny because, you know, opposites attract. Everybody knows this, you know, opposites attract. And then you get married and then they attack. Right? Why are you not more like me? Well, if I was more like you, then you wouldn't have attracted to me in the first place. One of us would be redundant. But, you know, that's the beautiful thing is that we need all of the personality types. One is not better than the other. They all have equal value. And so the consequences of not learning this is really, you know, adults, people that grow up with low self-confidence, yeah, not knowing who they are, wondering, you know, who are they? What's my purpose? What do I, you know, when I teach business owners, entrepreneurs, and people that are looking to start a business, and, you know, I'm teaching them how to discover their purpose and how they're, you know, they're uniquely shaped to be able to make a difference in the world. A big aspect of that is understanding their personality, right? Absolutely. And because it will determine how they recover from stress, it'll determine their, obviously their motivation, their motivating factors, how they communicate, how they lead, how they the environment that where you'll thrive in, the environment that where, you know, you don't thrive, right? Sometimes people, the job that they're, the function that they're in, I mean, they love what they do, but they hate the environment. And it's probably because it's put them in a place where they're not able to maximize their strengths and of their personality, right? So the personality is really about behavior preferences. Not right or wrong, good or bad, it's just different.
Yes. Now we're coming to the end of our show, and this has been really great and informative. So I know you also have a radio show, and listeners, her radio show is at leadersoftransformation.com. Tell us a little bit, just a quick 30 seconds about the radio show too.
Sure. It's actually a podcast, is on iTunes, and it's also on Stitcher and some of the other podcast platforms. It is called Leaders of Transformation. I put one out once a week, and I interview guests from different parts of the world who are making a difference in the world. It's really designed for the difference makers and the world changers. And so we cover a whole bunch of different topics on that podcast. It's a lot of fun. It's very inspiring. It's informative. And I asked them, okay, so how are you doing what you're doing? Why are you doing what you're doing? How are you doing it? And they really get into just a lot of information there. So it's powerful. So
awesome.
Yeah, go check it out.
Okay. And all of Nicole's information, her website, her business Facebook page, and all this is going to be in the show notes. So please go to the show notes and check her out. Well, thank you so much, Nicole, for being on the show. Really appreciate it.
My pleasure. And if anybody wants to reach out, they can reach out, through my website, and be happy to answer any questions if you want to talk about your specific situation.
Well, we've come to the end of our half-hour show. Thank you, Nicole, for being here today. And thank you, listeners, for tuning in. Thank you so much for joining us today. Go to parentpumpradio.com and click on the pink box on the top of our homepage to listen to our new and archived shows, which are featured on missions.radio.org. To be instantly notified of new episodes, subscribe to our RSS feed. The RSS feed button is located at the top of the page where all our shows are featured on missionsradio.org. And after listening to the show, go to parentpumpradio.com or our Facebook page to leave your comments, questions, and topic suggestions. And while you're at our website, sign up to receive a free gift. Until next time, have a wonderful week.